My next guest is Katie King from The Balanced Nutritionalist and has been a registered nutritionist for over 10 years and is a certified metabolic balance practitioner. Katie has appeared on Channel 7 News and has featured in the Courier Mail and is here today with us on 101.5. Good morning, Katie. Last month we spoke about spring wellness and the things that we could do to make positive improvements in our health. And you also touched on the focus on metabolic balance as well. What have you got for us today?
Oh, yes, Rosemary, absolutely. So what I'm finding at the moment with a lot of my clients is we're coming into that time of the year where the parties are ramping up and Christmas is around the corner and there's starting to be maybe a little bit more food lying around the office and people are a little bit stressed about how to navigate that. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that perfection is not the answer. And a lot of people have this idea that, oh, I ate one bad food, so I'll just write off the whole day or write off the whole week because, you know, I've stuffed it all up now.
No, that's not the way to go, Katie, is it?
No, absolutely not, because then we're just setting ourselves up for failure and a vicious cycle. So the first thing to acknowledge is that, you know, food is more than just fuel. Some people may disagree, but it is. It's connection with other people, it's celebration. We just want to make sure that at this time of the year that we do moderate that celebratory food, and we're not doing it every single day. So pick your opportunities when you want to participate in things and do it in a measured way. So I often say to clients, look, it's okay to have those occasional treats, but what's the point of writing yourself off and having, you know, three pieces of cake when you can maybe have, you know, one small piece of cake and enjoy it, but not feel like you're paying for it or you're feeling sick for 3 days later? So moderation is always key. And the other thing that's really important is to make sure that these, you know, more treaty decadent foods don't replace our normal diet. So you still want to stick with the basics. Are you still having breakfast? Are you having lunch? Are you having a you know, a healthy dinner with some protein and some vegetables? Are you still drinking lots of water? We don't want to go about this season and think, oh, I'm going to skip breakfast because I'm going to have a big indulgent lunch and then I'll get home and not have anything prepped. So I'll sit down and eat cheese and bickies and two glasses of wine and call that dinner, because that is also setting yourself up for disaster.
It is certainly so. And I'm thinking, Katie, when you go to your little office parties or wherever, it doesn't matter, and you see this abundance of gorgeous food, think to yourself, yep, I'm going to have a couple of pieces of this. And then I think if you give yourself the, what's the word I'm looking for? You allow yourself to have some of this beautiful food. You're not all the time sort of correcting yourself, oh, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't eat this. Because that's a very negative way of looking at it, isn't it?
Exactly. Restriction, restriction just leads to more temptation.
Absolutely.
So just be sensible about it. And as you said, take the time to sit back, have a look at what's available and choose the things you know you're really going to enjoy. You don't have to have a bit of everything, because chances are you won't enjoy everything.
And at the end of the festive season, and it's called the silly season for a good reason, Katie, but at the end of the season, you can sort of say to yourself, well, yeah, that was okay. And I managed to get through it unscathed, let's say. Hey?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And you've written it out. You haven't been perfect, but you've certainly approached it in a balanced way, which is the most important thing.
Katie, I think you've given us a lovely little overview of what we all know, but I think it's great that you've just prompted us to remember it again over this particular season. I'm not sure that we're going to get to speak to you again before Christmas. If we do, it'll be wonderful. If we don't, we promise that we'll try to follow Katie King, the Balanced Nutritionalist. Thanks for joining us today, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me again. Have a lovely Christmas.
And the same to you. And we certainly appreciate all of the people we speak to about health and well-being throughout the course of the year. And if you'd like to catch up with Katie's podcast, head to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast at the top of the page. But while you're there, you'll also have a like to listen to Kay Kerr, sports physiotherapist and pain management, Lorna Golombek, whose wonderful focus is on health and well-being and epigenetic, and also Angie Weeks, the CEO of PTSD Dogs. You'll find a whole lot more things on that 1015fm.com.au website.